Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout, and I hope that you've been enjoying the program. This evening I have a very exciting special that's coming up. It will feature one of my favorite chazanim, one of my favorite cantors, cantor Arla Diamond, and I'm using this opportunity to also have a GCL, a guest chazonist lover, who also happens to be a great fan of Arla Diamond, and we're going to have a little bit of a schmooze, and we're going to introduce this great cantor to you. I'm pleased to have with me on the phone my dear friend Julian Price. Good evening.
Good evening, Charlie. How are you?
Okay, it's so nice to have you on board, and we're going to hear some interesting stories about Arla Diamond.
I hope so.
Well, how about first telling us a little bit about your background with chazanis?
Well, I guess that my acquaintance with chazanis came as a little boy when I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I took a love to Jewish music and had a decent voice, and I was part of a choir. Then I came into New York, and I was solicited by a couple of choir leaders, Henry Spector, Oliver Sholem, and Joe Cohn. And from there, I sang in choirs for many, many years.
Well, about what year was that you came to New York?
I came to New York in 1958.
Okay.
And I was solicited by Spector and Cohn in the early 60s. When Arla Diamond, Oliver Sholem, was in Nelson Avenue. And I had never heard him. But I sang in Nelson Avenue with Arla Diamond. Then I went to Mount Eden Jewish Center, where Avner Sobel was, and Rabbi Hollander was the rabbi. And after we got through with that gig, we went to Manhattan Beach, where Arla Diamond was new, and that was in the early 60s.
Uh-huh.
I sang with Arla till 68 or 69, and then gave it up because I had gotten married and our first child was born.
Uh-huh. I was trying to figure out about when he was born. I do know that he was born in New York City. He was a child prodigy, and that in 1934 he stopped singing. He retired to allow his voice to change. So I'm figuring if he was about 14, he probably was born around 1920, and my guess is he died sometime in the 70s.
In the early 70s, about 72 or 73.
Uh-huh. Now, in
his wife predeceased him, and then several years later, he died very young of, I believe, lung cancer.
Wow. In 1943, he served in the Army as an assistant chaplain. That's about all that I know. And just as an aside, his son is the Diamond who was the commentator on...
Jay Diamond.
Jay Diamond. Quite a distance from his upbringing, I guess.
Correct.
Well, what kind of man was Arla?
Pardon?
What type of person was Arla Diamond? How was he to work with?
Arla Diamond was, to know him was to love him. He was a big, jovial, jolly fella. Always with a joke and loved to work in with the choir and make fun of the choir director. He wanted everybody to be his buddy. He was just a wonderful guy.
Unfortunately, the recordings that I have were a little bit scratched. I don't have a pristine 33 records, but you'll be able to get the flavor. There may be a couple of little blips here and there, but I think that the audience will catch.
Hopefully, he'll come through very robust.
Yes. Okay. Let's go to the first selection, which is Baruch Kavod from the Kedusha, and then we'll come back. Okay. Let's hear. This is Arla Diamond.
Oh, my.
Wow, I love that.
Charlie, I still get excited, and I could see him being so robust and full-chested and coming out very easy.
Oh, I guess regular listeners to this new era on the internet will not believe me when I say that Orla Diamond is really one of my favorites, because I haven't played him. I may have played him once or twice, maybe at the opening program, but I've always been wanting to do a special. You know, I just didn't want to just throw in an Orla Diamond here and there. And so I apologize for not playing him earlier. But when I met you, Julian, and you told me that you loved him and that you had sung with him, I was excited about doing this program, and we finally got around to doing
it. Right. If you recall, I had lost my copy of the recording, and I said, Charlie, you would be my best friend if you could reproduce that for me.
I remember, yes.
And I still thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, you and I make the circuit of the shuls to hear Chazanis here in the metropolitan area. It's quite interesting, to say the least.
Absolutely.
This past Shabbos, we had a wonderful Shabbos at Park East with Helfgott.
Oh, it was magnificent, and I think the crowd just showed it.
Yes, yes.
They were really into it, and Matty Lazar and everybody was in awe.
It was wonderful, yes, and Lazar and the choir did an outstanding job. Helfgott still has it. He's as strong as ever. And and Friday night also, he was wonderful Friday night.
He just opens up and he just lets it flow.
Now, perhaps for the audience, let's recount some of the other shuls that we frequent to hear Chazanis.
Well, we go see Zevi Miller, Nathaniel Hershtick. We've been up to, we're still saying we're going to see Yaakov Stark.
Right.
And, of course, Malavani.
Yes. Yeah, he's the consummate Chazan. Very, very knowledgeable and very precise.
And we have to go hear Ozzy Schwartz also. They're very much in love with him.
Oh, yes, yes. He's made a...
Very talented.
Very, very talented. Actually, I did go once for a Kabbalah Shabbos service there, and he still has this beautiful voice and leads the choir, and we wish him much success. And you mentioned Zevi Muller. Well, we heard Zevi not only at the West Side Institutional, but when he was the guest at Park East, and also Yanky Lemmer, of whom I'm a great fan.
Right, right.
So there's a few who go shul hopping, and it's nice that the shuls in this area are supporting Chazanis. We hope that they continue to, and we hope to see it grow. Unfortunately, it's a sad state of affairs. The tension between the rabbis and the cantors and the young Israel types who don't really want to hear a chazan or don't really understand the beauty of chazanis, it's rather sad.
Charlie, we forgot one very wonderful concert that you and I and several others were at a couple of weeks ago, when Bencio Miller and his son
Shimmy, yes,
Shimmy, were just wonderful.
No question.
With Nathaniel Hershtick.
Yes, that was beautiful. And, I have been thinking that I have to do a cantorial calendar that will keep people apprised, because so many people told me they didn't know about the concert, just as the one that's coming up a week from tomorrow, which is going to take place on West 34th Street, and it will feature 10 different chazanim, and I've mentioned it during the first hour of this program. I know that there's another concert being planned at the Chasam Sofer for Sfira, and I hope to keep the audience posted about the latest goings on.
For those that don't know, and this is a plug for that West Side Synagogue on 34th Street.
Right.
It's a little bit over on 34th Street, but there's ample parking on that block. So
yes,
that's a plug, and interest for anyone that wants to go there. It's easy to get there and get out of there.
Right. It's between 8th and 9th, and it will have a Pinchas Cohn, Shimmy Miller, David Pressler, a fellow by the name of Lissauer, and five or six other cantors, as I mentioned during the first hour. And it's $18. It starts at 8 o'clock, and as I mentioned, I will be the MC. Okay, so let's get back to Arla Diamond. The next selection is Uwe Divrei, Kod Shachar. And I'm sure that those of you who are not familiar with him will surely become fans of his. Arla Diamond.
Oh, no, kid.
That was Orla Diamond, and this is Charlie Bernhout. In case you tuned in a little late, I have my friend Julian Price, who is the guest Chazanis lover for this evening. Julian, isn't that something, huh? Beautiful.
Oh, that still excites me.
He had a certain clarity, didn't he? I mean, his voice was very clear.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me a little of Hirschman in a way. You know, Hirschman had that same beauty.
True.
It's interesting on this next selection, which is Shema Yisrael, there is a note that he holds, and there's nothing wrong with the recording. It's I don't know if you know, Julian, what I'm referring to, but I just want to warn the audience, be prepared for something really magnificent.
He had a tremendous capacity, Charlie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and unheralded, to say the least. So let's hear Orla Diamond with Shema Yisrael.
Oh.
How do you like
Charlie,
that?
I still love him. And I've heard it hundreds of times.
Yes, that Huel Elcano, when he, I mean, Huel Elcano, when he holds that note, I hold my breath. Julian, you know, I was thinking as we were listening to the first selection, the Bruch Kavod, where he does the Erev Ravoka. Erev Ravoka. It's haunting. I love it. And I have not, have you ever heard another cantor sing that?
No. No, not at all.
I don't understand it. It is so magnificent. And I have to confess, sometimes when I go to shul and I hear a new cantor, you know, I'm just so, when they come to the Kedusha and I'm waiting to hear someone sing that because it's so hauntingly beautiful. And this Shema Yisrael, I don't think I've ever heard anyone else do that.
He sang a lot of Machtenberg, so that may have been from that era.
Uh-huh. Could be. Although Machtenberg was pretty well known, you would think some of the cantors would have picked it up. I think we'll have to do some research on that because we'll have to see if we can influence somebody to at least do the Bruch Kavod, because it's just it's stirring. It really is stirring.
Maybe some of the other listeners will come forward and give us more of a background on Arala, because he had such a short span that from Nelson Avenue to Manhattan Beach is probably about 15 or 20 years.
Right.
He died in his early 50s. So.
Right. I know there are some fans out there. I happen to have a friend from New Jersey who is nuts about him. And actually, I feel bad that I don't have the ability to do live phone hookups. Perhaps in the future I'll be able to do that, and some of the listeners would be able to call in. There's a whole issue of a time delay and so forth. Okay, our next selection will be Arla Diamond with Vahu Rachum.
Oh, ich hab
Arla Diamond and Vahurachum. And we're talking with a good friend, Julian Price, who sang with Arla Diamond in the choir. Julian, did he have a choir every Shabbos?
No. He had a choir for Rosh Chodesh, and he had a choir for the Yom Narayim.
Aha.
That was it.
Interesting. You know, one of the things, as I've been listening to this and some others from the past, the recordings, you know, you hear the organ. And, of course, I've more or less been raised by listening to the live concerts with the piano. And, of course, Danny Goldar is absolutely magnificent. But there is a totally different feel with the organ.
It's a warmer feeling.
It's interesting.
Full warm feeling that blends in with a cantor of the caliber of Arla Diamond.
Interesting. Perhaps we can get some concerts in the future with an organ, but I'm afraid that there are no Orthodox shuls that have
Radio City.
Okay. Let's hear Arla Diamond right now with Shema Koleinu, Arla Diamond.
Shema Koleinu.
Something.
Charlie, just to go back to the comment a few minutes ago, he davened every Shabbos. The fact that he only davened with a choir for his Chodesh and for the Yom Narayim, but he davened without anybody the rest of the year. There was no such thing as I davened twice a month or whatever.
Right.
He was hired and that was it.
Was there a big crowd to hear him?
There again, I was only there on the Scottish and on the Yom Narayim, and
okay.
It was packed.
Gotcha. Now, Manhattan Beach is interesting. They have Pinchas Cohen there now, and I guess they had quite a history of Chazanis then.
Yes. They go way back. I grew up in East New York, and Chazanim were there, but Manhattan Beach had a different crowd, as well as Ocean Parkway.
Uh-huh.
And they both had some excellent, excellent Chazans.
Right. I have to do some research on that. Okay, our next selection, this is Arla Diamond. This will be Lokel Baruch, Arla Diamond.
Oh!
A beautiful and powerful voice.
Charlie, that was outstanding.
We have time for one quick selection, and then we'll say our closing comments. Boy, time sure flies by very quickly when you're having a good time. Let's hear V'chol Ma'aminim, and then we'll come back. Wow, know, nice and easy. You know, he doesn't have to go hit the high note to end.
Charlie, you ended it with my favorite.
Oh, really?
I think when I asked you if you had that record, that was the piece that I love.
Well, I understand it. I really do. Julian, as I was thinking as I was listening that, you know, we do a lot of shul hopping, and I really have to do a calendar so that everybody can know what's happening with Chazonus, perhaps not just here, but throughout the country, throughout the world. There has to be more of a more information, I think, for those who love Chazonus.
And there are a lot out there, and in the last few years, it's more and more. During the 80s and 90s, I said to my son this morning, do you remember on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock when we used to come back from the country on, I believe, WEVD, I'm not too sure at this time, but I always tuned in to Charlie.
And that was WSOU, Seton Hall University, yes.
That's correct.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, you know, it's a question of education also and exposure. A lot of people don't know what they're missing, and I think that's one of the goals that I have with this program and sharing all this music.
Thank you, Charlie. And I think your listeners should really thank you and commend you.
Well, thank you. And Julian, I'm sure, hopefully I'll see you a week from tomorrow at the West Side Jewish Center. It's on
I hope so.
West 34th Street between 8th and 9th. And those of you who have listened to the first hour, you heard all about the great cantors, the 10 different cantors who will be there. Anyway, thank you so much for joining with me. And I hope that we share many, many more wonderful, wonderful hours of Chazonus together. Shalom, Julian Price.
Thank you, Charlie.
Guest Chazonus lover for this evening.